In a divided vote, the board made the decision to immediately shut down the program.
Mr. Cuevas?
Yes.
Ms. Grijalva?
No.
Mr. Hicks?
Yes.
Dr. Sugiyama?
Yes.
Dr. Stegeman?
Yes. The meeting is adjourned.
Adelita Grijalva was the only board member who voted no to ending the Mexican-American Studies program, saying it wasn't about ethnic studies, but about racism and politics.
So in this district, we will be able to have African-American, Native American, Japanese American, any other ethnicity. We will be able to have all of that literature, but we will not be able to show a Chicano history in pictures. We will not be able to have 100 years of Chicano history as a book.
During the three-hour-long meeting, the feeling in the packed boardroom was tense, and the crowd was outspoken. About a dozen lawmakers, professors, and students defended the program during the call to the audience. Outside, about 200 students and protesters listened to the meeting through speakers. Their chants and cheers could be heard inside. And when board president Dr. Mark Stegeman called for the final vote, the crowd reacted. Board members Miguel Cuevas and newly appointed Dr. Alexander Sugiyama cited concerns over the financial penalty from Arizona School Superintendent John Hoopenthal before casting their vote. About an hour before the public meeting, a group of parents, students, former TUSD administrators, and supporters of the program marched from downtown to the district's office a couple miles away, holding up signs and chanting. Patricia Hall, a grad student at the university's Latin American Studies Department, was there.
We wanted to come out to support these kids. We think that the kind of education that they're getting through the Mexican American Studies program is something that is extremely positive in their lives, and that should continue.
Starting Wednesday, students enrolled in the program will be transferred to other classes. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.